Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here at the number 603-283-6160. Bring up whatever you want to discuss. 603-283-6160. We are here to take your calls about anything that's on your mind. You can also join us online anytime you want at freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria. We're going to go back into your phone calls and then more about Donald Trump cozying up with QAnon in a way that he never has before. That's a story. I think we both actually had that in show prep tonight, Aria, but you've got that ready to roll. But first, we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yes, yeah. I just find, you know, David Olson from New Mexico quite intriguing.
Really?
I know.
You're the only one.
Well, I hear he's available.
Well, I think it's not intriguing, but how he does to go to the session, the state sessions on January and February.
Uh-huh.
He drives up to Santa Fe and he digs. He told me that, I think it was on this show, he digs a 9-foot hole. He must be like a 6-foot guy. And I'm trying to imagine the 6-foot hole, and then he climbs in there and stays overnight instead of paying for a hotel, because hotels in Santa Fe are like $150 a night or $120.
I believe it, because he's the same person that doesn't have a windshield on his car and just wears glasses.
He said that on this show, though, that he digs a hole and stays in it during the statehouse session?
Right, I think it was on this show, because they don't... I
feel like I would remember that one. Like, I remember the part about him not having a windshield.
I was like,
that.
Yeah, bugs get in your teeth, but it's fine.
Maybe it was a night I wasn't here. Maybe, because I'm not on every night. So
I don't know that he was serious when he was talking about the windshield thing, though.
It sounded serious. He had a lot of details, and he was like, they haven't pulled me over yet.
He is good at BSing, though, so yeah, maybe it wasn't serious. So you believe him on this one. Did he say where he digs the hole? Because, I mean, you can't just easily do that in most places in a city.
Well, the thing is that, okay, Santa Fe, if you go out of town just a little bit, like a mile, there's plenty of places that you could dig a hole like that.
I see.
It's not a big town. But then I'm trying to imagine a 9-foot hole. Is it 9 feet going down, or is it 9 feet going into the hole?
Mm-hmm.
I wish
that's a good question.
I've dug at least one hole before in my life, and no one out there is digging a 9-foot hole by themselves with like a shovel. That's not happening.
I mean, why would anyone do it over a legislative session? That seems like a lot of work to put in to just hear a bunch of hot air.
Well, I mean, he wants to talk about his kids. He wants to go and meet, change the laws to get his kids back. That's what he always does.
I mean, his kids are about to be 18, and I think one of them just turned 18.
Yeah, well, he doesn't want this to happen to anyone else, so.
But didn't we ascertain with David that, like, if his kids wanted to have contact with him they could?
At least one of them could, I think. I don't know about that.
Yeah, but he thinks that the mom is, like, feeding them bad information, which would make sense. I mean, they've just sent kids with her the whole life, or their whole life.
Yeah, that's
right.
That's common.
Yeah, all you got to do is say your father died in a construction accident. He's no longer around. Oh, he's the no good son of a gun. He just abandoned you guys. And
what was your dad like?
My dad, I mean, actually, I got his bipolar from him. It's hereditary. He was bipolar.
Did he also not work?
It's kind of hard to kind of know. He did work, but he did not function very well.
What did he do? What was his job?
He was actually a pastor, but
uh-huh.
My mom was a nurse, so she held most of the financial, kept everything going.
Hmm.
You know, but I've learned to actually honor my father for the best job that they both have done, no matter how horrible job they did. I mean, if they did a not so good of a job, I've learned to acknowledge that. You know what I mean?
That's a beautiful sentiment, Sarah.
No, I mean, like, she talks, who are you, the one that talks about the stupid parents? It's just thanks to the stupid parents that we're all here. You know what I mean? But without any stupid parents, there'd be nobody on this earth.
Well, I'd rather have smart parents than stupid parents, but, you know, I guess you got to give thanks to whoever you got to give thanks to.
I think it's fair to forgive our parents for, you know, the mistakes that they make and stuff like that. I mean,
you don't want to hold a burden.
Right. And they have lessons to teach. I learned a lot about how to be as a person from my dad just by watching how terrible he was and going, yeah, I don't want to be that, right? But
it sounds like Sarah's parents were productive, and she didn't learn how to, you know, like pay the bills and do productive things from her parents. So ultimately, they kind of failed with you, didn't they, Sarah? Would you say it was your failure or theirs?
Your perspective, I feel like I'm a success in my life.
Okay. That's a nice thing to feel.
I mean, you think I'm a failure. But
how do you measure success, Sarah?
Well, the success is that, you know, I'm living out my life each day, doing the best I can to be of service. I'm going to vote. I bring up all these political issues. I do community service. I help people, you know, marketing, helping out Richard with better their life.
What kind of community service do you do?
She calls this show.
Well, that's my thing. Mm-hmm. And I also been calling our representative to put up more speeding cameras.
Hold on. Do you actually do any actual community service? Like, do you work at a soup kitchen or pick up litter or anything?
Well, I mean, that is community service.
No, Sarah. Sitting around calling your senators is not community service. I'm sorry.
Hey, senators, please give my community more tickets when they're speeding on their way to work because they need to be there on time because their grocery bills are going up.
I'm willing to give you a lot of slack on this one, Sarah. Like, if you just are walking from one place to another and occasionally you bend down and pick up a Coke can that someone discarded and you finish throwing it in the trash, I'll give you that as community service. Do you do any of that?
Well, I've done that before, for a while, but I think it's more important that we have 3 state highways within our city limit, and we're not allowed to put any speeding cameras, speeding vans.
This is what you think is more important than working in a soup kitchen or feeding the homeless or picking up litter. You think contacting senators'
community to make them pay more to the government
for highways?
Well, look at this. Okay. We have a very outdated state statute. It needs that wording.
Why don't you run for office? I mean, you are such a busybody. Why don't you throw in your hat for state representative?
Well, you know what? Many people have asked me to run for office. I mean, I'm just really flattered that they just think so highly of me. But
Sarah, I'm running for state rep. It's not like hard or anything.
You what?
Yeah.
Well, especially here in New Mexico, you don't need much qualification.
Yeah, you don't need them here either.
You're good to go.
So why don't you do it?
Yeah.
Can you read? Can you read?
Yeah, I can read.
Why don't you do it?
Write? You can write things?
Right, but yeah. I have an issue. I just like
you love
doing
to control people.
Doing.
I mean, I don't think we should be encouraging her. But
that's what I was thinking.
No, we should. I think we should encourage her, Sarah. I want you to run for office.
Could she be worse than whoever's in there right now? I mean, New Mexico.
I mean, at least she's not a psychopath. She doesn't seem like a psychopath.
You know what I found out? They're very, very stupid here. Our state reps.
Okay, you can't say that if you run for office. You can think it, but you can't say that.
I mean, you could.
Well, you shouldn't.
I'm not anything right now. Well, I can say that. These people that are elected out of grants and gallops, I talk to them. I mean, they're...
You're saying the people are stupid. I thought you were saying the state reps were stupid.
That's even more severe.
That's what I'm saying.
They're all stupid.
Mark got mad at me for saying the people of New Mexico are stupid, and it's just a fact. See, right there, I mean, it's just a fact.
So you agree with Sarah on this one, then?
Yeah, I haven't been to the Santa Fe. I'll say that.
That's what you could do, Sarah. You could have a campaign all about how smart you are by comparison to everybody else. I think that would be really interesting.
Raised up in the state. I went to school in California.
You don't have to be. Sarah, I will pay the $10 fee or whatever if you will run for state representative.
Well, you know what? Thank you. I really appreciate your encouragement, but I just have some issues. I just like doing what I'm doing.
I will get my sign design person to make some signs for you as well.
Sarah, never hit by a car, not even once.
Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. Appreciate
it. That's a brilliant idea. I don't know why we didn't think about it before. Sarah should absolutely run for office. I mean, she can't possibly be worse than whoever's doing it now. and she's entertaining.
Yeah, that's true. 603-283-6160. Elect Sarah. She moved from California to tell you what to do. Maybe she knows best.
Maybe this could be like the first step of her eventually running for president.
Oh, my God.
It should be funny in the same, in a different way from Biden and
that's
Trump.
That's true. 603-283-6160, and you can join us here on...
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open. If you want to join us here, you can bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Donald Trump, is he teaming up with Q QAnon getting a little cozier than he's ever been. Arya's got that story for us. But I do want to say thank you to David Eldridge. He is a supporter here of Free Talk Live via our AMPS program. David is a silver level, which means that David's contributing $5 a month through our AMPS program, which is a Patreon that you can join over at amps.freetalklive.com. You get some benefits, including access to our full radio show with no recorded commercials. There's a special podcast there just for our AMPS. And you can sign up over at amps.freetalklive.com. We only ask $5 a month, and you get some perks, and you can learn all about them over at amps.freetalklive.com. All right, so what do we need to know about this QAnon, this thing that has become, over the years, recently a phenomenon among some of the ultra-right who have signed on, and they've taken this on with, like, a religious fervor, true believers, basically, of this QAnon thing, whatever or whoever it is that's behind it.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot that we need to know, but, I mean, we just don't know it, right? The QAnon rabbit hole at this point is years long, and it's incomprehensibly deep, if you can even find it. I don't have permission from my federal probation person to actually go to 8chan or anything like that, but I think that's where you would have to go in order to find QAnon, and given the nature of QAnon, it seems unlikely that I would be given permission to do that. But
I was going
to
ask if you ever asked them for permission to go on 8chan.
No, and certainly not for Trump Social either, just because I don't care for either of those things. There's nothing on 8chan that I'm particularly interested in.
Is 8chan even online?
I thought it was 4chan. Is that a different one or a new one?
8chan is the more, as I understand it,
it's like 4chan times 2.
Yes, it's the more depraved version of 4chan.
Wow, you can get more depraved than 4chan?
Right? Yes, it's, as I understand it, it's pretty bad. And it's... It was banned from the internet, so it was not really banned, but like Amazon wouldn't provide them with web hosting, and this other company refused to provide them with web hosting, and they ran into that in a number of places. I think they finally did come back online by changing their domain name to something else, and they just sort of flew under the radar, I think, and maybe it's like a Kun or something like that, K-U-N.
There's a logo here for 8KUN, but they don't even link to it. It just says its current status is active. There's no link. Like, they don't want you to find it.
Right. It's probably the closest you can get to a darknet site on ClearNet. Mm. Right. There's no easy way to find it, as I understand it.
Wow. That's amazing.
I mean, that's what they got to do, and it probably is just a darknet site at this point. I don't know why they would want to be on ClearNet with all of these issues they've been facing. Just make it a darknet site and be done with it. Mm. One of the things I like about the Pirate Bay is that they have a darknet version of the site, and even if the Pirate Bay went down, and for years this was true, you know, the piratebay.org or the piratebay.sc, for a long time their domain name was, you know, it was hit or miss whether or not it would even be online. Their darknet site was always online without fail. But so there's all sorts of things about QAnon that we don't know and that we probably can't even find out because they've been blacklisted everywhere. It's the same thing that we ran into with these shooters and their manifestos. It's like we have to go off what the media is telling us about these people because we can't find that information ourselves. It's been restricted to parts of the internet that the average person just can't find.
Like a website I like called The Vigilant Citizen. They did a story about Pizzagate, like, right when Pizzagate was coming out, and, like, so much in-depth info. It's, like, where I know most of what I know about Pizzagate. And it got taken down from their own website, and he recently went to a subscribe method instead of having ads, and he said that he got to put that Pizzagate article back up because they just kept taking it down because they would otherwise take away their ads or...
Well, that's good. Subscription models are the models of the future. As strange as it is to say that, considering all of society just went from subscription models to advertising models, and now they're finally making their way back to subscription models. Yeah, if you're getting support from your supporters, who are paying you financially to do what you enjoy doing, what they enjoy you doing, then you're not at risk of losing anything if some advertisers get upset.
Yeah, and you're not controlled. Like he said, he was happy to start doing that because he was going to be able to stop selling self-policing his own writing.
That's why we're going to see a lot more Patreon and GoFundMe and stuff like that in the future on Web 3.0 or whatever it's being called, instead of the advertisers and trackers that were notorious for Web 2.0.
Well, of course, the problem with those things is those are all centralized systems.
Right.
So all it takes is enough people to complain and Patreon will take you down just like they have done for other people. We have no expectation we're going to stay on Patreon for forever, right? Like,
sure.
Who knows how long this is going to last.
But
you can't not have a centralized credit card processor. That's where cryptocurrency
really
comes into play as a saving grace for anybody that's got an unusual viewpoint. And look, I don't know what the content is at 8kun or 8chan or whatever they're called these days. There's probably some really
offensive
stuff there. There was recently one called Kiwi Farms that got in
They're notorious,
water.
Yeah.
What
do they do?
I don't
Most
know,
recently?
Something
okay.
anti-Semitic or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, I'm sure,
I don't know
yeah.
what it was. But they got taken down from their hosting and so on and so forth. And, they popped up somewhere else recently. But it's tough out there. So if you've got an unusual viewpoint, and, you know, we are advocates of peace here on Free Talk Live. We do not share any kind of hatred like these other people do. But yet even we have been targeted by people inside the system. So there's no safe centralized platform to be on. Any of them could turn on you at any moment.
Yeah, they denied me having an account with a credit card processor. It was just like, what did I do? I'm not under indictment or anything, but I am on the show.
And the Little Mermaid thing really drives that point home, because all you see on Facebook and Twitter are two things. You see, one, people saying, look, you people who care about the mermaid skin color, you're idiots and blah, 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 racist, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other side, you see people saying, I don't even see any of this. There's no one complaining about the mermaid's skin color. Mm-hmm. It's just people
just
talking about other people complaining about it, right? Because those actual racists, they're not allowed on Facebook and Twitter. You're only going to find that
you
if
get
you
that
go
content.
Right.
Okay.
So they operate under this delusion. When they say these things, all they're doing is announcing to the world, yes, I allowed Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey to put me in a little bubble and carefully control what ideas I'm allowed to have access to.
Hmm.
They think they're celebrating the victory over racism or whatever. No, they're celebrating the victory of controlling what ideas are safe for them to hear. You're not going to find this stuff on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter. You're going to find it on Telegram and Kiwi Farms and 8chan and all these other places. And you have to go looking for them. But they're out there. They exist. And they're out there in the real world perpetuating actions that originate in ideas on these websites.
Well, and good luck to them, those ones that are celebrating their victories over viewpoints they don't like, because as soon as you empower the government to do something to people you don't like, it's only a matter of time before somebody else gets in control of it and they flip that apparatus back around on you.
Next thing you know, you have a freedom-loving peace advocate show constantly being suspended from YouTube and Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, we're still off YouTube. Although, actually, I think we might be able to get back on this week, maybe.
We were off Facebook for a long time, and it's just because we're saying things that the government doesn't like, even though we're...
Things that later get proven to be true about the vaccine and whatnot.
Despite being peace advocates.
All right, there's more coming up here, and you can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. More about Trump getting cozy with QAnon and what that means exactly. We'll continue. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The mayor of London is thanking those who traveled to his city to mourn the death of Queen Elizabeth. Sadiq Khan did so on Twitter. He also paid tribute to police and emergency services who were involved in all that happened recently. Reports say a 7.5 earthquake has struck off the coast of southern Mexico. The quake hitting near Michoacán, a tsunami warning is in effect as 10-foot waves batter the region. An American held captive by the Taliban in Afghanistan is on his way back home. President Biden telling the family of Mark Fredericks he was released as part of a prisoner swap with the Taliban. DirecTV is apologizing to NFL Sunday Ticket customers who weren't happy with their experience on Sunday as they experienced outages using the app. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Join the show here, the number 603-283-6160. Are you into this QAnon thing, or were you into it? Are you a former QAnon follower and you, I don't know, realized that it was a bunch of BS to begin with? Honestly, I don't know. I've never actually read any of the QAnon posts. I've only heard people talking about them. I don't know where you begin to go to find the QAnon posts. If you try to find 8chan, or what's now called 8kun, good luck. It's not an easy task. But is QAnon even posting there?
There's something about that word kun you keep saying that's making me uncomfortable. I don't like it. Weird.
K-U-N.
I did assume that it was going to be pronounced kun, but I don't. That's not a whole lot better for different reasons, but... That's what I would assume. I don't speak Japanese or whatever, and I think that's the origin of it.
So what do we need to know about this, Aria? What's going on?
I don't know. Donald Trump is certainly he doesn't have a lot of options, right, as far as successfully becoming president again. So on Tuesday, using his Truth social platform, the only social media speaking of people who have been censored and not allowed to speak, he had to make his own social media platform because he's been banned from all the others. He posted an image of himself wearing a Q lapel pin overlaid with the words, "The storm is coming." He reposted an image of himself. I don't know if that means he retweeted a Photoshop one of someone else or what. It's very unclear.
Well, he's blocked from Twitter.
In QAnon lore, the storm refers to Trump's final victory, when supposedly he will regain power and his opponents will be tried and potentially executed on live television. I have got to get permission to dig into this rabbit hole, man, for journalistic reasons. If nothing else, this sounds like it sounds like fan fiction, really.
It does, yeah. And that's just crazy. I mean, it sounds
pure fantasy.
It's sort of similar to like the LP National tweeting that teachers who teach CRT and gender ideology should be arrested immediately.
The LP National tweeted that?
Yeah, it was so cringy. It was the worst thing I've ever seen.
Most of their posts are pretty decent these days, though.
Yeah, but weaponizing the state to target people with ideological differences.
I'm surprised that one got through.
As Trump contemplates another run for the presidency and has become increasingly assertive in the Republican primary process during the midterm elections, his actions show that far from distancing himself from the political fringe, he is welcoming it. Well, yeah, they're the people. They've been his biggest supporters for the last 2 years or whatever, while mainstream Republicans were turning their backs on him.
Sure.
The QAnon
the mainstream Republicans were always against Trump. They embraced him when he won the primary. Because he wasn't Hillary.
Yeah, even like my parents who now like Trump, before he won the primary, I remember my mom and grandma saying stuff like, I don't really like that man. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, Jesus wants us to vote for him.
Yeah. Well, Jesus should have made him a better person then.
Well, same thing's true. I mean, the Democrats are just the same, right? They voted in the primary against Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris was the first loser of the Democratic primary. She was the least successful of all of their candidates.
Because she's awful.
And then they put her in, you know, the Democratic, National Committee decided she was going to be Biden's running mate. And now everybody who's a Democrat supports her.
Didn't all of the presidential candidates end up with, like, some sort of kickback from the Biden administration? Like, Pete Buttigieg became the transportation secretary.
Something like that.
Kamala became the VP. I don't know about all the others, but I'm sure they got something as well for conceding and throwing in the hat and letting Biden take first place. Disgusting political games. So Trump has published dozens of recent Q-related posts in contrast to 2020 when he claimed that while he didn't know much about QAnon, he couldn't disprove its conspiracy theory. I want a video of Trump saying that. I don't know much about QAnon, but, you know, I can't disprove it. And you can't believe anything the media says about Donald Trump because, again, I remember in 2016 when he first ran for office, the media kept asking him over and over why he wouldn't rebuke David Duke. Or what David Duke had endorsed him and why he wouldn't.
And that's a white supremacist.
Yes, he was the head of the KKK or something.
Like,
and the media kept asking Trump, you know, why won't you denounce David Duke? And the truth was because he had already done it.
Mm.
Like the moment the media told him, because you can still watch videos of it, they were like, hey, what do you feel about David Duke, you know, endorsing? He goes, David Duke, I denounce him, or whatever.
Wow.
He says something to that effect immediately.
Yeah, but they didn't report that.
No, and for the next few months, all the media did was say, why won't you denounce David Duke? It's just one of the stupid games they play. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, he said he couldn't disprove it. Maybe that's not at all what he said. Pressed on QAnon theories that Trump allegedly is saving the nation from a satanic cult of child sex traffickers, going back to the Pizzagate thing, the QAnon thing is very closely tied to it, as well as the Wayfair thing and all sorts of bizarre claims. Trump claimed ignorance, but asked, is that supposed to be a bad thing? No, I mean, if there were a bunch of satanic cultist child sex traffickers, I would want someone to put a stop to it, too.
I just don't think that the person who had the reins of the swamp and didn't drain it is the person to do it.
And they're certainly not Satanists.
That's what a rational person would say, Bonnie. But people are still confused and under this man's spell. They still believe that he did the best he could in that darn swamp that just got the better of him.
Well, then why would he be more successful the second time?
Yeah.
That's absolutely insane. Trump's recent postings have included images referring to himself as a martyr, fighting criminals, psychopaths, and the so-called deep state. Of course he is. He gets off on it.
Well, I mean, they are coming after him. Yes.
At this point.
Like, before, that would have been speculative.
Now, it's... I mean, they did raid his house.
They did.
Yeah.
And that's why he's playing a really dangerous game here. I mean, the QAnon thing, that's what led to the, quote, January 6th insurrection in the first place, which wasn't an insurrection. And the government is smart enough to not punish Trump for that. They're instead punishing him over these classified documents or whatever that he may or may not have had. He's playing a dangerous game by making it more likely that they're going to target him for something by continuing to support QAnon.
Maybe he feels like it's inevitable.
He may. You
know, maybe he feels like he's just going to throw caution to the wind at this point. He knows something's coming. They've got his passports. He can't leave. I mean, I suppose he could. He's Trump, right? He can probably just charter a private jet or something like that if he really wanted to. But he's at the end of his line. He's in his late 70s. You know, maybe he feels like this is the last thing he can do. I don't know. Who knows what he
thinks?
And
it could very well be, he could just believe in this nonsense. Mm-hmm. It's hard to say. In one now deleted post from late August, he reposted a Q drop, one of the cryptic message board postings that QAnon supporters claim come from an anonymous government worker with top secret clearance. Evidently, it's a Q post, from what I can tell.
Huh.
A Trump spokesperson did not respond to a request for comment, but even when his posts haven't referred to the conspiracy theory directly, Trump has amplified users who do.
How do you... Hold on. So again, this whole Q phenomenon is so mysterious to me because I've never been able to... Like, all the times that it's ever come up, and it doesn't come up often on this show, but whenever it comes up, I always find myself like, all right, how do I find Q? I want to find the actual posts. Are they just posts to an anonymous message board? I mean, I understand it might have had like a Twitter account or something in the past. At least with a Twitter account, you know you're only getting whoever it is that has access to that Twitter account. Now, there could
maybe
be more
this
than
all
one
just
person.
Gets re like screenshots get posted on Facebook because boomers are only on Facebook.
Well, as I understand maybe. It, there is a QAnon account on 8chan.
There are no accounts on those sites, are there? I thought they were all anonymous. I didn't know there were actual users on those sites. I thought the whole point
I thought
of those...
most people posted anonymously, but there was
there
an option
for,
of having...
For
well, I thought you could create an account, but most people just didn't.
Maybe you're right.
I've never really spent much time there, because it was like, okay, yep, it's the den of trolls. I know what that's like, and I just moved on. So I don't know. Maybe we're just showing our ignorance here. An Associated Press analysis found that of nearly 75 accounts Trump has reposted on his Truth Social profile in the past month, more than a third of them have promoted QAnon by sharing the movement slogans. Well, yeah, just because Trump shares someone who once shared something from QAnon doesn't mean that's really tenuous.
You would think it would be like almost 100% anyway.
Oh, wait, they did show him with apparently an image of the Q logo, right?
They did.
He posted that.
He reposted that.
But it's of him.
What?
Yeah. Right?
They said he reposted it. They didn't say whether or not he retweeted that or whether, you know, he found it somewhere else and posted it again.
Well, neither of us are on his Truth Social because, well, anyway, more coming up.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain. If you're on the phones now, we'll probably get you on the air. If not, you're probably not getting in tonight. So I'll give you the number anyway, 603-283-6160. Write that down. Hold it for tomorrow. We'll get you on.
Thank God for all these people who wait to the very last segment of the show to call in.
Well, you know, better late than never, I guess. So we're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. You can join us online anytime. Head over to freetalklive.com, and you can join us in real life at ForkFest coming up in June of next year. It's going to be the 7th annual ForkFest, and it's going back to the beginning, going back before the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is where the ForkFest happened the first 3 years of its existence, because, well, a lot of people this year said that would be the right decision to make. The Porcupine Freedom Festival has gone in a more decentralized direction. It's gone in a more positive direction, and a lot of people wanted to do ForkFest because of disappointments with the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and many of those disappointments have been completely remedied at this point. They've really made it into a killer event, and as a result, it has been a sold-out event the last 2 years. So if you want to go to both of these events, which I recommend, mark your calendar for ForkFest from June 15th through the 18th, and the Porcupine Freedom Festival will be the week after that. So basically, you can spend 10 or 11 days here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire and have a great time with other freedom-minded people. ForkFest.party is the unofficial website. With ForkFest, there's no tickets. You just got to get your RV site, motel room, or your camping site from Rogers Campground for June 15th through the 18th, and then come on up and enjoy the beauty of New Hampshire and the company of other freedom-minded folks. Once again, it's ForkFest.party. Let's go to the phones here. Rat Speed is on the line in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live, Rat Speed.
Hello. How's everyone?
Welcome, sir.
I just wanted to call up because it sounded like there was a few questions that people had regarding the whole QAnon phenomenon. And so I was just, instead of me info dumping, I thought it would be nice, perhaps, maybe if you did have questions about the whole history of it, Perhaps you could ask me, because I've followed along with it pretty closely
over
the years.
Well, first, how does the average person follow along?
So, for those that are into Chan culture, yeah, everyone knows 4chan, that's the famous.
That's not the average person.
okay. For the average nerd, like me, everyone knows that 4chan was based off of a Japanese site called 2chan, which was Japanese. It was for fandom stuff, it's for anime and whatnot. And they had a channel called Random. Random is where you could post anything you wanted, and of course there was a miner that was actually in charge of the site back then. He started it at 15, and it turned to complete chaos. So
I did not know that history. That's interesting.
I thought it began with 4chan. I didn't know about 2chan.
Yeah, who knew?
Yeah, yeah. 4chan was a weeaboo's, anime fans' American version of it.
Hmm.
So you take something that the Japanese do and you turn it into an American thing. Anyway, the point is that eventually the person he grew up, Christopher Poole, /moot. Anyway, so he gave up the site and other people took it over. From there, things kind of started, you know, becoming somewhat tame. And then eventually one of the users of 4chan said, hey, you know, we could create a Chan site that allows people to make their own Chan boards.
Hmm.
So they called it 8chan, 8 as in infinity.
Ah, okay.
So how does a random person find this?
Okay, so, well, Kun means child. 8chan was taken offline because no one would host it, so they changed the name to 8kun, means child of 4chan, or 8chan,
excuse me.
And so, but during the 8chan thing, that's when a lot of calamity happened. Since anyone could make their own anonymous board, and yes, you can create an account if you want to make a name, quote-unquote name for yourself on these boards, which not often people do, the Christchurch shootings happened that made it big into the news, and so everyone started getting down on 8chan.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I remember that.
You can essentially make any Chan board that you want. I mean, it's
so
like...
So is that what Q did? Did Q make his or her own board?
This person made an account on the original 8chan, and it began a following, and that following started having YouTube channels with live streams. I consider it to be creepypasta for baby boomers who don't know how to use computers. Okay, basically, they don't understand technology, so they're very prone to falling victim to propaganda because they don't understand how all of this works.
So sure, but how do these boomers find it?
Is it because of the people who are reposting the content? That's how boomers and other low-tech people are finding it?
Well, that's the thing about it. The harder it is to find the content, the more mysterious and mystical it seems. It's like, oh, well, this is forbidden knowledge, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you are correct. A lot of people copy-paste screenshots. Okay. Originally, the account for Q used to post on 8chan on one of the boards. I never followed along with it, but I did remember seeing some of the original posts.
But what about now? Where is Q now?
Well, no one even knows if Q actually exists. In fact, there was one theory at one point that it was the son of the owner of 8chan. Not
from what I've seen, the evidence is pretty compelling that it is the owner's son.
Well, somebody's posting as Q, so whether it's really the person that they claim to be or not, isn't it true that after Trump lost in 2020 that Q went silent and then supposedly came back somewhat more recently? Is that true?
In 2016 and 17 is when I was really following it, and there was one reason why I was following it. I'll tell you a little inside information here. One of my friends, who was way more into 4chan than I was, said that he and several others were approached by anonymous sources that they would be paid to start pushing propaganda on the Chan boards during the Trump election.
Hmm.
And that's a true story, and that's the only thing that I know about it. And then all of the stuff about Hillary and Pizzagate and all these conspiracy theories started coming out. And so I think it was basically a mercenary forms of people that were putting in, early information out to kind of start the seed, the kindling, to start this whole religious furor.
So you were following it closely in the early days, but you haven't found it recently. You haven't been, you haven't tracked down Q in the last year.
That's correct, yes. To be honest, right.
So presumably the first place to start, if somebody wanted to try to find this mystery or whatever, this nonsense, is over on the 8kun board, because it is still online.
Yeah.
It took some time for me to find the URL, but it is 8kun.top. And it seems to be all about Q. There's almost no content with the exception of Q-related posts, but I don't know if Q, him or herself, is actually on this forum.
Or they. Remember, this is an account. It could be shared. So if one person goes down, the other person takes over, just like any PR campaign account. In fact, so 8kun would probably, even if he's not, he or she or they is not posting on 8kun, that would be probably the first place where people would start posting links to where it's actually happening. And to answer your question about the reason why I don't think it's on the dark web, so first of all,
I don't think anyone asked that, but go ahead.
Oh, well, you were mentioning something about being about why isn't this being shoved onto the dark net anyway? Didn't I remember here?
I think you said something about that.
Basically, it's like, okay, well, first of all, you have the anonymity as it is, and if you control the site, you get to say who does and does not have the ability to post. So, if, so long as Chan boards,
you get that on the dark net as well, though.
You can. I think, in fact, you can access these Chan boards.
Wouldn't surprise me. I mean, you can run a Chan board on the dark net, but obviously it's going to restrict the potential number of people that see that even further.
Not just the .onion address. Not just the .onion address. You can access the surface website. So, if, for instance, if you are afraid of someone tracing to see who you are or your IP address or whatever, you know, man-in-the-middle attack, yeah, you could go on Tor and then go to H. In fact, I do believe, don't quote me on this, but there might be an onion address for 8kun.
Ratsby, thanks for the inside scoop as somebody who's been following it way more closely than we have. Definitely appreciate it.
I started off thinking there was just 4chan tonight, and now I've learned of 4chan, 2chan, 8chan.
I think there's many more than that, too. Let's go to Ridley. He's on the line in New Hampshire. Ridley, short on time. What do you got? Hello? Ridley? Oh, it's a bad connection, unfortunately. I wish we could hear you better, Ridley. One more try. Nope.
Yeah, I don't think we got him.
Not going to work tonight. He said something about, when I screened his call, he said something about an arrest, potentially, of some activist
in Dylan?
New Hampshire. I don't know. He's not able to answer the question right now, so perhaps there's a gentleman named Dylan. He's got a hearing tomorrow morning.
In Vermont.
That was in Vermont, although he has spent a lot of time in New Hampshire. He recently moved to Vermont. He was known as the loincloth guy from Porcupine Freedom Festival. Before there were naked people at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, as there were this year, there was the loincloth guy, and he was stirring up controversy back in the day. I wish him the best with his hearing tomorrow morning. We don't have any of the details on the, but maybe someone will call about it tomorrow. We'll see you then. Online in the meantime, free talk.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.